This is Negi speaking. This is the Q3 result. Net sales up by 1%. And the total operating expenses down by 1%. And the resulting operating income was up by 8%. Now, operating expenses was down, which can be explained by a major factor, which will be explained later. Lower stock prices resulted in lower cost related to stock options. So the number is lower because of that, but excluding that, adjusting for that, operating income was down by about 1%. So excluding that adjustment, and ordinary income is up by 51%, but the majority of this is due to the impact of FX loss in the third quarter of the prior year. And this year, we have had FX gain. And net income grew by 48%, pre-GAAP grew by 5%, and pre-GAAP operating income was up by 31%. This is separating to enterprise versus consumer. As you may remember, consumer was a minus 6%. This is pre-GAAP, excluding FX impact. And compared to the 6% negative, this is plus 6%. And there's a big difference, which can be explained by Digital River, consumer digital settlement outsourcing company in the United States, went bankrupt this year. And the renewal sales had to be postponed in the first and second quarters, so they had a major impact. But now we have switched to different vendors, and we see increasing revenues because of the renewals that could not take place in the first and second quarters. And in Japan, Windows 10 end-of-life impact resulted in higher level of PC sales. So when the retail sell more PCs, we have a higher revenue. And for the enterprise business, plus 2%. In the prior, this was negative, but now we have a positive number. As I have just explained, lower share prices resulted in lower related cost. And you can exclude this adjustment, and you can see that the operating income after adjustment is minus 1%. This is the progress of the performance. Revenue is on the left-hand side, which is more or less in line. Well, this is 274 billion yen, very likely to be achieved. Operating income, we're doing better than the plan. We still have another quarter to go, but we believe that this is going to go according to the expectation. This is a pre-GAAP of the last six quarters. In this fiscal year, you can see that the pre-GAAP revenue and profit were suppressed down because of the impact of the consumer business, but now we have made a recovery. As was pointed out by some of the investors, this slide may look like a concern. Enterprise AR growth is slowing down. Kevin Simzer will talk about more details later related to this point. Vision One sales is strong. But legacy SaaS, Apex One SaaS, and the Cloud on SaaS, these point products and solutions are now seeing a lower sales. We are urging the customers to switch to Vision One, and as we continue to get revenues from Vision One, AR growth is expected to recover. This is the cash flow. Collecting AR, this is advancing, and we have seen a major improvement against the prior year. Headcounts. Headcount is basically flat, slightly smaller now, but now organization is flatter. As I said in the previous quarter, AI technology has been introduced and it improves the productivity and efficiency of the company. So sales revenue are increasing without hiring too many people. This is cost slide. I don't have anything specific to comment. Second, from the top, this is a stock option related. And as you can see, this is a 600 million. On average, it's about 2 billion. So this time, because of lower stock prices, this is much smaller. Q3 highlights. Highest ever operating income for a quarter and highest ever ordinary income as well. 25 guidance has not changed. As I said earlier, we expect to achieve these targets. That's all from me, and I would like to provide some explanation later on during Q&A. Thank you.